The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think when you're trying to play the game real smart and defend and not give too much up, I think we got a little deep in the neutral zone and allowed them in our zone a little bit too easy. But I liked our defending. Tough break on the second goal where JJ goes to get his stick, and that opened up that player to shoot it. But those are the types of games you got to win. They stacked up the neutral zone, made it tough on us. We had, two or three post crossbar to pull away. Our second power play I thought was awesome. First power play, scored a big goal for us, and then just a kill late.
How big was it that you end up pulling a game out? Like you said, a lot of things went wrong. The goal at the end of the second period, you give up the tying goal, you had the penalty in overtime. A lot of things went against you, and you were able to persevere and pull it out.
Yeah, well, like I said, you got to win those games. Both goals were a little bit on the strange side because you got a wrestling match with a referee that's calling a penalty but, didn't get called. And you look at how we defended that rush. We didn't defend it very well. I thought we had the opportunities to – even though we were, both teams were kind of feeling each other out most of the game, we had our chances to get that third goal, but we didn't get it done.
Do you feel like the group kept its composure, maybe even more so in a game like this than maybe earlier this season? Like the LA game comes to mind to me, that third period.
Yeah, I think, you look at once they tied it, what's really important is getting a point to play the game the right way. And after that is, try to get that second point. I thought, you look at overtime, you don't want to get caught the way we got caught changing. But our killers did a great job. We got a big save out of UPL. And, a huge goal by JJ in the shootout. And then UPL again shut him out.
Paige talked about sticking to the process, something that he says the teams learned the hard way after perhaps spiraling at times in the past. How important has that been?
It's very important. But, I've used the phrase, you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. The game got uncomfortable. And you have to trust how you're playing. You got to come to the puck. You got to make plays. There was a lot of, 50-50 stick battles that I thought went their way, which made it tough on us to get up ice. Some of those were in the defensive zone, some were in the neutral zone. But I thought once we got in our end, we played our system pretty well. Didn't give up the big play. I thought at the start of the second, a couple high-risk plays that led to 2-on-1s that we cleaned up. But throughout most of the game, they stuck to it, and it's a hard win.
Last week, you see the Ukko-Pekka maybe you expected, the one you kind of wanted, I guess.
He's played very well. The team play has been better, and his play has been better. He's really made key saves. You look at that overtime save he made for us. That allows you to get the extra point in the game.
You had your reasons it went that way, but Bo ends up over 32 minutes. here's a guy who's already young, who's already won a Stanley Cup. Just what have you learned, and how much has your faith in him just continued to grow here now that he's with Dallas?
I think you learn stuff about players game in, game out. He's got a good engine. He can play a lot of minutes. He's a great skater. He recovers fast. That's the only way a guy can play that amount of minutes. Thought we had a couple D that struggled a little bit. So, you give the other guys the extra minutes.
Whether you're aware of it or not, what might it mean to win for this team to win a fourth straight game? Something that's not done in 20 months.
When you get on a roll, you want to stay on a roll. You want to find ways to win hockey games. I mean, we're going to play, four games in less than 7 days or whatever it is, or 6 days. It's a tough grind for the team. We've been trying to utilize four lines and six defense, but when you get in this situation and you have a chance to keep rolling, you want to keep it going. Well, we got a big block out of Clifton. I know that I thought Greenway did an unbelievable job being in the middle and funneling pucks to the outside where they didn't get, that big shot from the middle of the ice or even like a top-down one-timer. You didn't see any of those. So, those three guys positionally were really sound.
How much do you feel like the penalty kill has helped swing some games for you?
I believe almost every game we've shut the team out penalty killing, we've won. And penalty killing is big. I mean, special teams is a big part. I mean, getting that power play goal was a big thing. But penalty killing can really change momentum in the game. And I think our killers, for the most part, have really been locked into trying to keep the other team off the board.
Maybe going back, just what can this team do to find more consistency and keep building off this new win streak you guys are back?
I think you just look at the last three games. You look at the Ottawa game, you look at the Ranger game, you look at this game. You got to find different ways to win games. You look at the Ranger game, we were, when we got the right opportunity to score a goal, we put it in the back of the net. You look at this game, we had the opportunity with a power play to go up 2-0. We did. We had one unbelievable power play that could have made it, made it 3-0 at the time. So I think, focus on the things that can continue to help win hockey games, and I think our guys are doing a good job of that.
What was the explanation on the first goal?
He said he didn't have the puck went in before he had his arm up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.